the whole thing becomes awesome now, since it fell into less than 8, less than 100, only in 80, the whole thing is awesome. V'nofle min ha-meduma l'mokim achar. Now from this meduma, this 80 now, fell into another place. Is Reb Lezer Weimer medmas kitruma vaday. Reb Lezer says that you know it's mamas medmas kitrumas vaday. Now the shaila is, first this one truma fell into 80, right? So all you have now in this 80, really you only have 1/80th is truma. Now let's say 50 of this fell into another bunch. So how many of this 50 is really truma? Really, I should say, it's not even one truma, it's only 1/80th of truma is there. So if you go proportion-wise, what comes into the new batch shouldn't need 100 times to mevatlit, it should only need 100 times, like of the 1/80th of it. And Reb Lezer says no. Lezer says, madamas ketruma vaday. We look as if vaday, the truma, came out of the first batch, and is in the second batch now, and therefore we need 100 times to negate the second batch. So you see, you say vaday, the truma is command the master separated, and any time you take out some of it, you always have the truma in it. No, ein hameduma medame el lefi cheshbon. It goes percentage wise. Metchila, there was one truma fell into 80, so only 1/80th here is truma. If some of this falls into something else, you go only percentage wise. It's only also 1/80th wise. So it doesn't have to fall into another 100 of kulin. If it falls into just another 20, or whatever the percentage-wise works out, it's mutter. That's not the chachamim. But you see, a kol ponim, according to Reb Lezer, it's considered like the vaday perish or truma fell out. Why? Because it's always considered by itself. Fred Gemara, Eimer, the shamad le lechumra. Reb Lezer is only saying this for lechumra. We go lechumra to asa. Of the kulim is shamad le. Our case is, when it fell into 100, the loch region not supposed to eat it until you pick out one. So who said the kula? We look as if that one shroom is separated. Maybe the kula, you don't say that svara. You only say the chumra. The mar eloh di yom kreb shimon. I tell you, Rabbi Yehuda holds like kreb shimon. Kiritnan saw truma shenoflu lemeya. If a saw truma, one saw, one barrel full of truma fell into 100 trumas of chulin. So l'chura, the way it is now, it should be both a barayv. It should be mutter. But we said before you're allowed to eat it, you have to take out one saw to make believe that's the truma. For lo hispik lagbia. Now you didn't yet get a chance yet to pick up the one or saw. Ah shenoflu acheres, until another saw fell into it. So how do you look at it now? Harezu asura. Tanakama says it's also. We looked now as if two saws of truma fell into 100 saws. So when two falls into 100, you don't have 100 connected to mevatlit. You need 200 now of chulin to mevatlit. So Tanakama says it's also. Since two saws of truma fell into this 100, there's not enough to mevatlit. If you have Shimon matter, Shimon says no, it's mutter. Why does Rabbi Shimon say it's mutter? The Guru is saying now, because as soon as the first saw fell into the 100, we look as if the all is bottle, and it's all mutter teat right now, and the one saw of truma is separated by itself. So we look as if the truma is always separated by itself. Who said that to Pshat here? Dilma, Hossam Bokim Miflugi. I say, this is the Machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbonim. A Tanakama suffer. Afagav the Noflu Bezeach Hazer. Even though first one saw fell into this 100 measurements of Chulin, and then another one fell in. We say, though, Kemant the Noflu Bezeach Hazdomi. It's considered as if they both fell in together. And Pshita, if two saws fall into 100 saws, it's not bottom of the Rabbonim. Because some of the Rabbonim need 100 times connected. So if two fall in, you need 200 connected these two. V'hai l'chamisha nofla, mele one fell into 50. V'hai l'chamisha nofla, this one fell into 50. That's Pshanot Tanakam, that's why it's not bottom. If we have Shimon Sovar, no. K'maise bottom b'meya. When the first saw fell into this mixture, since right now there's 100 times connected, it's bottom. Yeah. Melo, when the second one falls in, what is it falling into? Faket to 101 chulin. Hey, so once the first one fell into the 100, everything became bottle. So it's like you have 101 of chulin. Now the second truma falls into it, we say it looks like it fell into 101. That's why it's mutam. But nobody says the svaram before you take out one. We'll look at the truma is separated by itself. So tomorrow, Elohu di Yom Kreb Shimon ben Eloza. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda goes like a Shimon ben Eloza sheet. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza Weimer. Noisin eino mitzad ze v'yoichel mitzad acher. Tell you, Poshit, he holds enechnami. You do not have to pick up at all. Notice in this case, where one saw of truma fell into 100 saws of chulin. So he says, bottom of the rabbanon. He says the way it is right now, this whole mixture, you don't have to mamish pick up one and then you could eat it. No, even the way it is now, also you could eat it. Like, just make up in your mind. On this corner, one I'm going to make for truma, and the rest of them you're allowed to eat, even without doing any maisa. So since you don't have to do anything, it's not called you making a ticket on Shabbos. And that's lashon noisin einav b'tzad zeh, just with your eyes, look at one apple and make believe that one's going to be the truma. V'yoychem b'tzad acher, and you're allowed to right away start eating the other apples. So that's not called a ma'aseh tikkun on Shabbos. That's why it's mutter. Because the Gemara mi sovel like kavose, does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? For your mitzvah like pligi alvei, he dings it on him. The Tanya, we have Yehuda why me malan et samaduma biyechad omeyim. You're allowed to be malan biyechad omeyim. And does Rabbi Yehuda hold you're allowed to pick up the one shumar on Shabbos? We have Shimon ben Elazar why me noisenayim mitzad zev v'yechem mitzad acher. Shimon says no, so much you're not allowed to do. You can't mamish take out do a ma'isa, picking out one apple and saying this one's going to be the truma, and then I'll eat the rest of them. That's like a ma'isa tikkun. If Shimon says you could just do is without picking it out and with your eyes look as if that apple is going to be the truma and the rest of them are going to be Torah. But you see, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to pick it up, and you're even allowed to pick it up. So how could that be? How are you allowed to pick it up? You'd be misakin. The Teretz says, Rabbi Yehuda, different with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. No, really, Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That Nageret Risa Maisa Tikkun, once the one apple of Truma falls into 100 apples, it's all bottled. And really, you're allowed to eat it the way it is now, as long as you have in your eyes, with your mind, one you're going to separate later. So it's mutatit right now. So if Yehuda holds, since it's mutatit right now, you're allowed to go now and take a pick up that apple on Shabbos and take it out of here. Because it's not called the Maisa Tikkun. Since you could eat it without picking it up, so if Shimon says, you're not allowed to pick it up. Because if you do that Maisa, picking it up, it looks like you're doing a Maisa Tikkun. If you don't know, since you're allowed to eat all these other apples without doing any Maisa, just with your mind, you're separating one apple, so now you're allowed to pick it up, Takam. That's not called a Maisa Tikkun. Trashi, welcome to him. The Yom Akivan, the Yefshle, the Mevet, Oinik Shabbos, Bekai Gavno, Litanayna, Bitsad Zev, Lechel, Bitsad Acher, Ein Malin. Does that Reb Shimon? So the Yehuda Difa, Mekel Tvei Purt, the Yehuda Difa, Mekel Moor. The Yom Akivan, the Yochel, Litanayna, Bitsad Zev, Lechel, Bitsad Zev, Loihevi Misakein. It's not called a tikkun, since you're allowed to eat it without picking anyone up. Mela Balosa Yamalin, since it's not called a Maisa tikkun, so therefore you're allowed to pick it up even on Shabbos. He holds you can pick up this apple and put it on the side, and then eat the other 100 apples. So the Mishnah. For Evan Shalpiachovis. You have an Evan, stam a stone is muksa on top of a barrel, and you want to move the barrel now, there's wine inside the barrel. Is Matu al Tzidoi. Hey, shake the barrel to the side, let the stone fall off, you know, fellas. And then you'll take and use the barrel of wine. Trashi mit al Tzidoi, mit Matu Chovis al Tzidoi. In Tzarach Lipto min Ayayin, Revan al Fellas, Leit Lenum Yudayim. If you don't have to pick up the stone, don't pick it up. Here's who you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to touch the stone itself. It's muksa. So the answer is do a tiltum and a tzad. Just shake the barrel and it'll fall off. Hoysa ben hachovis. Let's say the barrel is between a lot of other barrels that you can't shake it to the side and fall off because it'll just fall on top of another barrel. So what's the Yetzer? Magdiya, you're allowed to pick up the whole barrel. As again, you're not touching the stone directly. You're touching the barrel. So you're allowed to pick up the whole barrel. This is called Tzorach Mekoymoy. Or Matu Atzidoy. And move it over to the side out of this place to another place. And when you get to that place there, you'll shake it on the side and it'll fall off. Vinay fellas. Asay malocha moya shal hakar. You have money on top of your pillow. Is manai resakar vinay fellas. If you want to use your pillow, you're allowed to just shake the pillow, let the money fall off. That's called a tiltum in atzad. You're not touching directly the money. The money, you're just touching the pillow. So that's mutter. Hoist all of l'shalshelis. Let's say there's some dirt. Some schmutz went on top of the pillow. You want to clean it off. Is mekan chob b'mesatrit. You're allowed to take a shmata and wipe it off. Some dirt falls on a... Luckily we saw yesterday. If some dirt falls on your shirt or falls anywhere on a pillow, you're allowed to take another shmata or a napkin and wipe it off. Because you're not making any kibbutz. Since you're not putting any water, there's no risk of kibbutz. Let's say it was some leather. Then you're even allowed to pour water on top of it, like we saw yesterday. On skin, leather, since it's hard, there's no issa pouring water on top of leather. The only issa kibbutz by leather is rubbing the leather together. But just pouring water on leather is mutter. Mashenkin on a beged, since it's soft, pouring water on a beged, that's a ma'isa kibbutz. So therefore, if you have a dirt on the beged, you're allowed to just wipe it off with a shmata. But pour water, no. But on leather, since that's so hard, there you can even pour water on it, as long as you don't rub the leather together. So the Maram Rav Hunam, Amar Rav, Loishon Velo B'Shecheich. That we say, if you have the stone is on top of the wine barrel, you're allowed to move the wine barrel to get the stone off it, that's where you're Shecheich. You just forgot to let, you left the stone before Shabbos. Abu B'Meniach, if before Shabbos, you put the stone on top on purpose. Like you had that this stone should be on top of the barrel. You wanted to protect the barrel. You had not leave it there on purpose. It's halacha nase bosles davroser. In such a case, we say since it's on top of the barrel, the whole barrel underneath is like holding up the stone. It's bosles to the iser. They're not allowed to touch the barrel. It's even though there's wine inside the barrel, so what? By bosles, if you had that the stone should be on top, the whole thing becomes awesome. Even what? Aber mir ich nach der Bosse da Ross ist mut ist aus. Weiter. Heuse ben Achovis, der Mann Montana. Who is the Tana that says the whole Heiche Diki Surah Vatera, Vatera Tachinon, be Surah Lur Tachinon. As we said now in the Mishnah, let's say this barrel is in between other barrels. So in such a case, you can't shake off the stone. So what you have to do is pick up the whole barrel. It's a big tircha. Imam is picking up a big heavy barrel, move it out of this place, and over there you'll shake off the stone. Now the other Eitzah would have been, Poshet, just pick off the stone and throw it away. So Man Tana that says, the Cholecha Diki Surah Vatera, the shal of moving the stone, or else doing it the Heta, just moving the basket, the barrel, Vatera Tachinim, we tell you, even though you have to do a lot of Tircha, do it the Heta, pick up the whole barrel, be Surah Lor Tachinim. We don't let you, though, touch the stone. Since the stone is muksa, we don't let you do a shortcut. Just pick up the stone and throw it away. But we'll matriach you to pick up the whole barrel and move it aside and there shake off the stone. Who's this Tana? Omer Rabba Bar Bachana, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon Gamlili. I tell you, goes according to Rabbi Shimon Gamlil. The Tanan. Ha boirer kitnis biyomtif. On yomtif, you want to separate beans from the pseudus. You have like stones inside the beans. You want to separate on Shabbos. Ha boirer kitnis biyomtif. Is Beishamas Beishama Yermim Boirer V'Yoichel V'Yoichel. You're allowed to separate the Yoichel, take out the kidneys, and eat it. You're allowed to, that's the Yoichel from the Boirer. You shouldn't throw away the Psoilus, but instead take the Yoichel and eat the Yoichel. Or Beisil Lermim, no. Boirer Kedakli. Kedakli means take the Psoilus, take the stones, the bad stuff, and throw that away. You're allowed to do a regular Boirer on Yontif. Becheiko Batamchoi. Either you do it in your lap, or else Batamchoi with a plate, habi you don't use a regular sieve. Fetanya the Omer Shem Yamliyom, the Medivar Mamurim, when do we say this heter? Sheoichel Meruba la Pselus. Means there's more oichel, there's more food than there is Pselus, the no good stuff, the stones there. So then, Basilus Matthew, not to be Matriach and take just the oichel, but you're allowed to throw away the stones, the Pselus, since that's less. Avo Pselus Meruba. But let's say you have more stones, more Pselus, than you have oichel al oichel. Is Divrei Hakel everybody holds? You're only allowed to take out the Yoichel and not the Pselus. So you see, since the Yoichel is Heter and the Pselus is Isser, we tell you when you have a Hechatimsa, do it the Heter and don't do it the Isser. Fret Gemara Vohocho, Tichi Yoichel Meruba ala Pselus Domi Fakert. Here it's Dain Vohocho, Tichi Yoichel, it's like Yoichel Meruba, there's more Yoichel ala Pselus Domi. Yet, Lachur, why? Because why do we map you to pick up the whole barrel? That's a tremendous tircha. You're never going to have to pick up the whole barrel. That's a tremendous tircha. The better rates would be, do less tircha. Hechur here, Beis Hillel Svar is, if you have more oichel, then do the pseilus, because it's not so much tircha. But in the case where there's more pseilus, then he says, do the less tircha, take the oichel. Why do you take the oichel? Because there's less tircha. So in our case also, there'll be less tircha than picking up the whole barrel, rather just took the stone off. So if I can't, if you want to go bust less tircham, the easier way out is just take the stone and throw it away. And the Gemara know, Hochi nami, kiven di boy le mishkol, loy mishtakol le yayin, adu shokol le lieven. Let's say you want to empty out the whole barrel. You want to drink all the wine out of this barrel. So the only way you're going to get all the wine out of the barrel is by picking up the whole barrel. Hazoi, just to get a little bit of wine out, you just tilt the barrel a little bit, and the wine starts coming out. If you want to empty out the whole barrel, use all the wine, you're going to have to pick up the barrel anyway. So the most thing in the Svara, it's possible on Shabbos, you're going to have to pick up this barrel anyway. Because maybe you're going to want to use all the wine. So Melo, the Iboi le Mishkal, if you want to use the wine, le Mishtakel le Yain, the Shokel le, until you pick up the whole thing, So Mela, since there may be Echatimsa, that you're going to have to pick up the whole barrel anyway, so Mela, we say, Lieven, Kipselus Meruba Leichodomi, it's like there's more Pselus than the Eichel, so in such a case, we say, do the Eichel or not the Pselus. So Bissel, Mother, Shul, Shved, as far as back and forth, but Rashi says, Kivon di boy le mishko. Luku le yayin min achodes. If you want to take all the wine out of the barrel, le mishtako le yayin, you can't use the wine. Shebushuleh, you won't get to the bottom wine in the barrel. Adishako le magbilo le chovies. Until you pick up the whole barrel. So mele kipselas mrubadomi. David chilose le migba. If you don't pick it up at the beginning, lo le chovies, say saif mi boy le lagbuye. Anyway, you're going to have to pick up this barrel at the end. Su le chovies. Therefore, it's considered your mapish patircham. That's why it's mutter. So anyway, you have to pick up the barrel. So now it's a shaila. Once you have to pick up the barrel anyway, we'd rather you just hold the barrel and move it on the side and shake off the stone than pick up the stone itself. Since you don't have to touch the muksa directly, it's better not to touch the iser, but to be terech beheter. The mashmanov, there wouldn't be the svara then, since it's such a big tircham, and picking up the barrel, then we could be mekel take the stone. Right. Let's say the barrel was between other barrels, so you can't tilt the barrel on the side to get the stone off. Then the answer is pick up the whole barrel, move it on the side, and then you shake off the stone. If the chavis was munach in an oitzer in a storehouse, or else you had a glass on the bottom of it. So right, you can't shake the stone on the side because it'll break the glass. Oboitzer means there are a lot of barrels next to it. So you can't shake the stone off or go on to another barrel. So this is the heter, magbia, pick up the whole barrel, lomoka mako to another place, omato batid, in the second place you'll shake it on the side, vino felis, and there the stone will fall off. Vinoitel, hemenu, mashet sarachloi, omazir lomakoimai. In the second place there you'll take off as much wine as you want, and then when you're finished, you'll have to put it back into its own place. Vaitu moye shalakar, if you have money on top of a pillow. Omarab chivarashi yamarav, again, loishonu ela b'shecheach. When do we say if you want to use the pillow, you just shake off the pillow, that's when the money was done there, b'shecheach. You forgot the money before Shabbos. You didn't do it on purpose. Abu b'meniach, but if before Shabbos you on kavona, put the money down, that you wanted the money to be on top of the pillow, is alocha nase bosses of davroser. The pillow is a boss that is holding up the money, it's like bottle to the money, and the pillow itself becomes muksa. So now you can't touch the muksa, you can't touch the pillow in such a case. When do we say, in a case of Shecheach, where you stamp forgot the money there before Shabbos, you didn't put it on purpose, you stamp emptied out your pocket and the money fell on the bed, it fell on the pillow, but you didn't do it on purpose. So it's saying you're allowed to shake it off on Shabbos. So Loishon, when do we say the only heter is to shake the pillow, elo litzarek gufoy? Well, all you want to use is just the pillow. There's the case of the pillows in the closet. You don't want to muck in where the pillow is. You just want to get the pillow out of the closet. So the answer is then just shake off the money and take the pillow. Avu litzarek mekoymoy. Let's say the pillow now is on the bed, and you want to use the bed and the pillow. So you can't give me an answer, shake off the money on the bed, because you want to use the bed also. So in such a case, metaltloy fiyodinolo. Then you're allowed to pick up the whole pillow and carry the pillow to the side and shake off the money there. Because vaita, you're not touching directly the money. It's called a tiltum minatzad. Tiltum minatzad is mutl tzarech dovra mutum. So since you want this mukum, you're allowed to pick up the money just holding the car, and it's mutum. V'chein toni chiyah ba'rav midiftoi. Lo'ishonu elu tzarech gufoi. When do we say you could only shake it off but not pick up the pillow? When you don't want the mukum where the pillow is. So then shake off the money right there and just take the pillow away. For the case where you want the mukum where the pillow is, it's on your bed. You want to use that mukum, you can't empty off the money onto the bed. It's metaltloy. Then you're allowed to pick up the old pillow the way it is, because it's called a tiltum in atzad. Even though the money is on top of the pillow, so what? You're not touching the money directly. You're touching the pillow. It's called a tiltum in atzad. You're touching it indirectly. It's mutum. Fight the moya shalakar menar. The money on top of the pillow, shake the pillow. Om Rabbi Shia, shochach arniki b'chotzer. If you forgot your arniki, you forgot your wallet in the chotzer. So kuriyah, so shalom shum hefsid. You're afraid somebody may come and steal it. It's a shalom for muksa now. You want to carry it into your house. Talk about your own backyard. You have an eruv there. You're allowed to carry it from the backyard into your house. Rechud the shalom for muksa dom. A wallet is muksa. So what's the eitzah to get the wallet into your house? So he says maniach aleh kikar atinik. Put a piece of bread, or else a tinnik, on top of the wallet, or metaltloy, and then you can metaltle it. So you have such a heter. It's about the tzarech hefsid, so you make it on such an oifen. Om Rav Yitzchak, Shachach Leveina Bechotzer. Somewhere left a brick, also that he wants to use for building. It's a chosh of a brick in the Chotzer. And he wants to move it out of the rain, shouldn't ruin it. As Meliach Leakikur a tinnik, let him put a dover head, let him put a piece of bread or a tinnik, a child, on it. Humataltla, and you have had to move Muksa that way. We'll soon see we don't hold like this. Rab Yudah Bashela, Rabasi. Pamachas, one time it happened, Shachach Diskiya Malaya Mois. He forgot outside a bag full of money. Outside in his backyard. Besartia. It was Mamash and Rosh Hashanah. So he was very worried. He lost $100 in Rosh Hashanah. Obo Visholas Rabbi Yechon. He went to ask Rabbi Yechon, what's an Eitzah? What can I do for my money bag I left in Rosh Hashanah? For Yom Alen, he told him, Henicho Le Kikur Atinik. So the Bisho Sharla, how did he get the Kikur out of Rosh Hashanah? Bishleim with the Tinik could be, was outside there. So Kura Kikur, you have to say, it's talking about a Metzias. We are right next to the money in Rosh Hashanah. There was a bread there, a piece of bread was there. So you're allowed to pick up the bread and put it on top of the money. For the total law, you're allowed to move it. Ah, you're in the Rosh Hashanah, where can you go Rosh Hashanah? So Rashi says it means pockets, pockets, medal damas. You put the piece of bread on top of the money. So you have had to now, I'll have to the money to move the money. You pick it up, walk down the damas, stop. Then you go right there until you get it to a Mokim Mishumar. You have such an eitzah. So the Gemara, Omer Mazutre, Hilchasok, Achal Hanishmaitetor. We passed like all these cases, Bushachech. And the case where you forgot your money outside. But you didn't do it on purpose. It was an einish, you forgot it. So Mishum Hef said, how money the Rabbanu will make on such cases? Rav Asher Yomar, Afilu Shochach Namiloy. He knows no. Even if of accident you forgot your money outside, you don't have this heter to put a kikur, to put bread on top of the muksa, to make it ois muksa. Why? V'loy omru, kikur, roitinik, el lameis bovad. This heter we only have by a mace. In the case the mace is muksa on Shabbos. Let's say a mace is outside in the chotzer and the sun, it's a bizoyin ha-mace, you want to move him. So the yetzer is, you're allowed to put bread on top of the mace, and the Rabbanu will make us covered ha-mace, you're allowed to move the mace. So it's only a special heter, only covered ha-mace, it's mutter. Not le-covered, not for stam muksa. And that's the loch like this. So the Mara Abaya, monach, kippah, akippah. Abaya put the kippah, trash a kippah, akippah, but meniach tarvot, he put a spoon. He had bundles of tfu in the backyard and he wanted to touch it on Shabbos, so he put a spoon on top of it. We'll soon see why he did it. Even though just passing its sauce, we'll soon see why he did it. Rovach monach sakino arba yoina. Rova put a knife on top of a dead chicken. It was the shaft of the chicken, a raw chicken. Even though Chura and Havmina's raw chicken is muksa, the Havmina was, so he wanted to move the chicken, so he put a knife on top of it, he moved it, I got the knife. Umatatlo. Omer Rav Yosef. Like how sharp are these halachis? But they're all the darbiki like small kids. Ashton's wonder about and say you're allowed to do this when you forgot it outside before Shabbos. But mechila are allowed to do this. And vaita, even so, we passed before that it's awesome. Rabaya, ilab the adam choshev ano. If I wasn't the adam choshev shno, keep alomli. I'll tell you the reason why it's mutter. It's mutter mikradin. I only did it because I'm an adam choshev. Why? For chosle mizgalayu. What I put my spoon on top of? On top of bundles of imrim of tvua. It's right to sit on. So Mela wasn't mukser anyway. So Mikra did not allow to move it anyway. I did a stam as not them choshev. People shouldn't come to be mekel. I did an extra chumrah. And Amar Rova the same thing. I know when I put this thing on top of the knife on top of the raw chicken, ilav the yodim choshev I know sakina bayena lomli. Why do I have to have a knife on top of a raw chicken? For choslem yumtza, a raw chicken is not mukser on Shabbos because since people can eat raw meat, so since you can eat a raw chicken, it's not called mukser. So time of the chaz l'yumtza. And why is it mutter? Because it's chaz l'yumtza. People could eat raw meat on Shabbos. Or it means lad afka Shabbos. It means in the middle of the weekday. If our people eat raw meat therefore it's not muksa. It's mashma holoi chaz l'yumtza, but if it wouldn't be for this morrow, that people could eat raw meat, loy. He'll hold this also by muksa. It's l'meim rabbi zoi, the rabbi can view this really. You want to tell me rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds for muksa? That rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda shita. So therefore the raw meat, if it wouldn't be for the svara that people eat it, it's called muksa neviyasa. I bought my rabbi l'shamei. Rabbi told the shamish, tovali barabza, on yontif, he's cooked me up a chicken, a duck, v'shadi mei l'shunra, and throw the kishkis to the cat. So the kashi, rabbi himself, threw the kishkis to the cat. So the shavit of the kishkis now on Shabbos is muksa, on yontif is muksa. Drashi v'shod yemei l'shunra. Alma metaltalu mishum shunra. He touched the kishka, the insides, and threw it to the cat. V'yafagav v'idno l'choz l'yodim. T'lavur cha'ayya l'mich l'biyomtiv. Today, nobody eats the kishkas, right? Even though the kishkas of a duck is edible, but the mice is junk, and you don't need it on Yontif. You need it maybe another day. In the middle of the week, they have nothing to eat, you need it. But on Yontif, you don't need it. So now, if you don't need it today, it should be muktzah. Yesterday, it was aiming for a person to use it. And on Yontif, people don't need it. So who should like muktzah? So if you're telling me now, Rav holds like Yehuda, he also muktzah, why was he matted to throw the kishkas to the cat on Yontif? And the Gemara Hosom, Kivan the Misrech Daiti Alavayo Miesmol. Tertia the Kishkis, if you don't use it up in one day, they get ruined. They get spoiled. So Mel, if you shechter on Yom Tov, you zichei adas yesterday, that these Kishkis you're not going to use anymore for Nodam, you'll give it to the cats. So therefore, it doesn't blive Muksa. It wasn't Aksadaiti. So Marhochanami Mestav, that's the Svar also. The Rav of Reb Yehuda Svirle, that Rav really holds Keshitas Reb Yehuda. He holds from the Isra of Muksa. The Dorash Rav Darshant. Isha loitik tichne tikoneis lebeis eitzim. An Isha should not go into the warehouse where you have wood. Lito miyam ud. To take out a piece of wood. Trash listam eitzim lasokin nitnum. Vledatalto kli. You want to use it for an ud means an ud is you want to use a stick like to move around other things. You want to use a stick as a kli to move around the coals. So it's muksa even on yontif. Because the stick is only aimed on yontif to burn with, to use it for hasokah. But to take a raw piece of stick to use for kalim, it's muksa, it's awesome. The yud shenishbro, let's say a stick broke on yontif, also laseka b'yontif. That's the yudushita. A kli that broke on yontif, you're not allowed to use the broken pieces to break on yontif, to burn on yontif. Why? The fish masikim the kalim. You're allowed to burn good kalim, but not muksa yet. The ain masikim mishivre kalim, but you're not allowed to burn broken kalim. Because since the kli broke on yontif, it's muksa. It's shemamina that rav holds like you, the rav holds from the yisa muksa. Smell is good, rav holds from the yisa muksa. Therefore, here, the only reason why it was mutter, because it wasn't muksa, because chazli yumsa, because this raw meat was chazli, people could eat it raw. But if not for the svara, people could eat raw meat, it would be muksa even according to Rava.